Is depression a sin? Biblical grace for mental suffering. Hey friends, welcome to the dim glow of the old sanctuary, where stone walls hold centuries of whispered prayers and silent tears. It's hard on some days, when the light seems far away, when the fog seems thick and every breath feels like a stone. Today, we're talking straight about depression. Is it a sin? How does God's grace meet us in the middle of grief, especially when we grieve over enemies or a best friend who turned away? Like candles flickering in the dark, let's talk about this honestly together. Firstly, let's clarify, depression is not a sin. Feeling crushed, walking through long shadows in your mind, that's not you failing God or Him failing you. In the Bible, we see godly people who suffered. King David wrote about his soul being downcast, tears soaking his bed at night. He wasn't condemned for it. God met him there. Take Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's grace you can lean into when you feel like your mind is a haunted cathedral, echoing with old hurts. Not standing far off shaking his head, but right there beside you in the gloom. Psalm 55 lays out it so honestly. David says it doesn't seem like an enemy taunts him. He could handle that. It's his equal, his companion, his close friend, the one he walked with to God's house. The betrayal feels heavier because it comes from within the circle. You tremble, fear, and pound. Your heart pounds. You wish you could fly away to some quiet place on wings like a dove. Everyone's experienced that. Someone you trusted turns cold, or an enemy keeps pressing in with old wounds that won't heal. Grief mixes with depression fog, and it feels as though the shadows won. The Bible doesn't call this sin, though. David calls out morning, noon, and night, and the Lord hears. He ransoms and keeps him safe. Whenever we can't pull ourselves up, God steps in. He reminds us in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfect in weakness." That's where his strength shows up during mental suffering. There's no need to fake joy or pretend the darkness isn't there. Just bring the pain to him. Not because you earned it with perfect feelings, but because he gives it freely. In the garden, he was overwhelmed and sweating like blood. He understood the burden. He went to the cross so you wouldn't have to go through it alone. That's the heart of biblical grace for mental suffering. It meets you in the fog, in the valley, in the betrayal ache. "Come to me, all you weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest." Not get your mind right first, but come as you are. The weary, the burdened, those grieving friends who became enemies or enemies who won't stop. Like the Psalms, practical grace looks like this too. Cry, question, lament. God can handle it all. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says he won't leave you or forsake you. Psalm 42 verse 11, "Why are you cast down, my soul? Hope in God." You can talk truth to yourself even when it's thin. You don't always get bright sunshine on the Christian journey. Sometimes it's gothic, full of shadows and stone, but light shines through stained glass and colors you didn't expect. The cross stands in the darkest chapel, a symbol that suffering is real, but not the end. Resurrection follows, and joy comes in the morning. When grief hits over a best friend, remember Jesus got betrayed too. Yet he forgave and kept loving. We can pray for our enemies, as he said, and release the weight. It doesn't mean the pain goes away instantly, but it opens up the door for grace to heal deeper. Depression may linger like mist in an old graveyard, but it doesn't define you. God loves you. His favor lasts a lifetime. Cling to joy. If you're in that place right now, just know you're not alone and struggling isn't a sin. Get help, talk to trusted people, get wise advice, and keep turning to the one who's close to the brokenhearted. His grace is enough. Shadows are real, but so is light that the darkness cannot overcome.